All right, Cameron McAdoo, how are you pulling these starts? I had another rider tell me that they watched the mains. It's an LCQ guy. Yeah. And they watched the mains, and they don't know what happened. Are you, like, ducking in? Because I never watched it back either.
So, like, if it was it an LCQ guy that raced me in the LCQ?
No, 450 LCQ guy is amazed.
Because, like, in the LCQs, I'm like, just let's get through here, guys, especially this weekend.
Okay.
Because I think 7 of 8 of us qualified.
Okay, hold on. I have to interject here.
Yeah.
Maybe that was your attitude for the first turn, but then they took 7, and you're all over the place over – who was it? Who won?
So I caught one square edge in the rollers and got a little swapped.
It was a lot more than that.
A little swapped. Okay. It was fine. I did get docked, though, from lap one because I guess I crossed the option section or something.
Back to the starts, though. Anyway, so how are you pulling this out?
As I talked to Nick Way, one thing I'm pretty confident in and I'm pretty proud of is I'm pretty good at figuring it out the first turn.
Okay.
So that's kind of like my go-to is just figure it the heck out.
Yeah, yeah.
And I knew that...
So no diving in or anything,
well,
you just...
I knew that if I needed to get a wheel on everyone around me, and I just needed to start going left right now. But I didn't... I'd have to rewatch it, but I don't really think I cut left super hard. Okay. And then I knew that it was going to obviously be some carnage in the inside, and I knew that was coming, as we all did in that first turn.
Yeah.
So I figured I avoid that, set me up for the inside on the next turn, and then, I think I came out like 10th, 11th?
Yeah, I would say around 11th? 9th or 10th, something like that.
Something like that, which was like reasonable.
Yes. Yeah.
And then Moto2, I had a pretty good start, but I had a better gate pick. I think I got 8th Moto1, so...
The shortest start straight of the year, they told us, so it was even more impressive for that. Seemed like you were around your teammates a lot today.
Yeah, gosh, I was, like, really around them a lot. I was with Levi a lot in the Moto1, and then I had
Garrett
was behind me. Garrett was always back, and then Moto2, Garrett was, like, right with me, and then he actually got around me.
He went off the track.
Yep, went off the track, and then... I didn't really see Ty Moto2, I don't think.
Oh, Ty was up front and then crashed. He went over by the end of before the sand section.
Yeah. We were kind of all around there. And that, I was like, Moto2, I struggled. Like, I got a stinger on my arm in practice. Okay. Like, I landed with my arm straight in the rhythm. And, like, obviously there's no video, but as you can see, So I was dealing with severe arm pump because of the swelling in my arm.
Yeah.
But that's, I mean... It's tough. I haven't raced outdoors in a long time, and I haven't raced in a while. So the two motos are, I'm doing my best and learning and need to get some speed back again, for sure. Like, but beyond that, like, I'm happy.
Yeah, I think it should be really good. So in your moto, in your main one, like, 10 guys went down on the left before the rhythm. I don't know if there was a landmine there, a sniper there. I don't know what was going on, but do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, well... So Anstey went down in that rhythm in front of me.
Uh-huh.
He was threeing out of the turn, which I was like behind him and watching his back tire light up and spin all the way from the turn off the face. And I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, man, like, especially Max, like, he's not a, like, he's very calculated. I'm like, this seems like it's got to bite him at some point, but he's pretty sure of it. And then it bit him.
Yeah.
But honestly, the whole track felt like it had landmines.
Okay.
I'm
Elsinore?
Yeah, I'm not very... I try to be one of the guys who's not just always so critical of the track. Because, like I've said before to you, we can all find everything that's wrong with everything, with the track, with anything around an event. I will say today, the dirt and the track was probably the worst I've ridden. It was so slippery, edged out. It was tough.
Yeah.
So even after you go under the bridge, there was that 353 and we were tripling it. It was, like, kind of gone, and there was holes in the face. And I would honestly just stand up and let off at the top of the face because I would rather just case it front wheel high rather than sit into it and spin at the face and endo. So it was really tough track. But then I watched the Moto2 of 450s and – they don't make it look so tough. So, I'm working myself into being better again.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think this has been two good races for you considering how long you were off and your gate positions and everything. So, thanks, Cam.
Yep, thank you.